Parshas Shlach. The emphasis in Chutz La'aretz, the landing parshas Va'aloyscha. And Va'aloyscha has 136 psukim, and the remez at the end of the parsha is Mahalalel. That's the remez. Every parsha has a remez. But maybe that's connected to Parshas Shlach, because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Akavya ben Mahalalel Oimer, Histakel b'shloish advarim. And the histakel b'shloish advarim is everything connected to Parshas Shlach. At the beginning of the parsha, you have Uri'isem es ha'aretz, and at the end of the parsha, you have Uri'isem oisai u'zachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. And one can explain that when the Mishnah says histakel b'shloish advarim, the histakel b'shloish advarim is that a person has three things he's supposed to be mizvoinin. Me'ayin basam, la'on ata hoylech, v'lifnei mi ata osad litein din v'cheshbin. The three things, me'ayin basam, la'on ata hoylech, and l'fnei mi ata osad litein din v'cheshbin, are nirmaz in three places in the Torah where it says Uri'isim. By Parsha Shmois, actually not on this Parsha, Uri'isim al ha'avnoyim by the Miyaldois. That's me'ayin basam, Uri'isim al ha'avnoyim. And then you have la'an ata hoylech, Uri'isim es ha'aretz mahi. And then you have the lifnei mi ata osid litein din v'cheshbin is at the end of the parsha, parsha Sitzis. Uri'isem oisa yuzachartem es kol mitzvos Hashem. So the three Uri'isems are the three histaklios. You see what I'm saying? So that's the pshat. And the emes is the goin brings the pasuk in Koheles on this Mishnah. Zechor es boirecha bimei bacharusecha, which is the same thing to remember. Zechayres boir echa, the word boir echa could be read three ways. Boircha, be'ercha, and boir echa. Boircha is the kever, la'onat ha'oilech, in the bar that a person eventually is. Be'ercha is the be'er, is the rechem, me'ayin basa, where he came from. And boir echa is, of course, lifnei mi'atos, litin din v'cheshben. And the goyin himself tells too that's why we have.
There's someone talking here, okay. Outside? Okay. That's not the thing.
The going tells Sue that the three chalokim of a soita, when you bring out the inyan of a soita, haroya soita bikulkula yazaratzmoy, but the three things that you misvoided by soita is that you take offar, you put it in the mayim, and you put the shame Hashem in the mayim. The offar, the mayim, and the shame Hashem of soita is once again these three things. Me'ayin basa, the mayim, the rechem. La'onat ha'olech, the offer. V'lefnei mi'at ha'osid is the ksivas Hashem. So all of these things are connected in the Re'isim Oisei, and that actually connects the beginning of the parsha to the end of the parsha. At the beginning of the parsha, there's the miraglim that losur es ha'aretz banu, and at the end of the parsha, v'loi sasuru, not to go after these things. Now this is connected even another way also, Reb Chaim mi'valozhin. In his Pirish Ruach Chaim in Pirkei Avos, on this Mishnah, Kavya ben Mahalal says that it says in Parshas Tzitzis, what does it mean Tzitzis? You see what I'm saying? Tzitzis is histaklus, lahotzitz, to see. Meitzitz min hacharakim, mashgiach min hachaloinois, meitzitz min hacharakim. They say that in Ponovich, the mashgiach, Reb Chatzkel, had a office where he was able to see into the Beis Medrash. There was a little window, it was Mashgiach min hachaloinois. Meitzitz min hacharakin. So meitzitz is a lashon of to see, histaklus. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, it says tzitzis three times in the parsha. The three times that it says tzitzis is the three histaklus of me'ayin basa, la'onat ha'oileich, and lifnei mi'atos litin din b'cheshbin. Me'ayin basa is the first one. Va'osolam tzitzis al-kanfi b'gdeim lidoi roysom. Doir ha'oileich v'dor bo, where you're coming from. La'anat ha'olech is v'nosno atzitzis hakon of psil techeles, al tikri techeles, el tachlis, to see the end result, that a person knows that he's going all the way to see the tachlis. The techeles lets you see the tachlis. Techeles doim le'yam, yam doim le'rakia, rakia doim le'kisei ha'kovid. A bacher told me he went yesterday to the yam, he wanted to be Makai in the Simeon, you know. So l'maisa, someone once came to the Brisker Rav and he said that yam doim le'rakia, rakia doim le'rakia. He says he doesn't see it. He doesn't So the Brisker Rav said, he said, maybe there's something wrong with me. The Brisker Rav said, no, Chazal say you shouldn't look at big dates of Voinim of Isha. It's going to come to here. Over there, you don't have a problem. Over there, you first say the sugya. There's nothing wrong with you. You just have to be a little misvoyin in the right way. And the third way is La'on Ata Lifnei Miyat Asid is Vahoyo Lachem Letzitzis Uri Isem Oisai Uzachartem Es Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Now, Parshas Shlach, as we already mentioned, Chilasei Meraglim Soifek Tzitzis, it's one message. What's the message? What we said from Akavi Ben Mamal, L'Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim. But what B'Yisoid is the Histakel B'Shloisha Dvarim? Shlichus. A person is a shliach. Shluchoi Shel Adam Kimoisai. A shliach is a shtik mishalach. I'm not going to go into Rav Shimon Shkop's Chakira of the Gedder of Shlichus Yodei Rift, Amaisa Gamma, this. Shluchoi Shel Adam Kimoisai. You have a shtikel mishaleach in you. If you are connected and you're doing it al pitzivuye of the mishaleach, you have the koyach of the mishaleach. The emissaries of the Sfarim say, it says, baskol yoytze mehar choyrev. Who hears the baskol? The baskol is reminding you and reaffirming the shlichus. Because if you're not connected and you forgot and you're not really zugestellt and the strings aren't attached, stays. So then it's not shlichus. But if it's shlichus and a person knows that he's there, b'shlichusoy. Now, not everyone knows what his ikar tafkin is. A person doesn't know why he's sent. And they're be'ofen prati every day. Do mitzvah Hashem, do ratzon Hashem, get up and start the day, you know. But on ofen klali, to know what your tafkin is, what your matara is, not everyone always knows. A person has to have behiris in this. Oh, but the ikar, it should be litkune shadartich v'loy le'ipsi. That avada, the matara of the shlichus should be to know that you're coming to do, that you want to be, you want to be mekayim your shlichus. They say that the Chofetz Chaim, someone once came to visit the Chofetz Chaim, he saw that the house, there was no furniture, there was no nothing. So he said, what's the pshat? He says, I'm only passing through, I'm only b'shlichus. I'm not here in my main matziv. Now, you have it, the sugi of the Chet Meraglim. It's a big shaila, what the Nakuda of the Chet Meraglim is. I saw a fascinating pshat, what the Nakuda was in the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, Alexander. He says, the Meraglim knew that when they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a different situation. And they have to live on a different level. And they were frightened. They didn't believe in themselves that they have the koyach to their stand by such a level. And he says, that's really the nakud of a toyus. The shayrish of toyus is that a person doesn't realize the yecholus that he has. Because when he's given a shlichus, to know that he has the yecholus to be able to poil it ice. He has a whole arichus on that. Balaturim writes that shlach is gematria 338. And he says it's a remez because the first Golus Chorban Bayis Rishon, was in the year Gimel Alofim Shloish Miyais Shloishim Vishmoina 3338. Now put the thousands on the side, it's Shlach. Gimel Alofim Shlach. And it's a remez, Parsha Shlach. And we always lay in Parsha Shlach in Chodesh Tammuz when it starts the Chorban. And the truth is, always it comes out the week that we lay in Parsha Shlach, there's two very interesting, important dates. First of all, Chav Gimel Sivan is coming up. Chav Gimel Sivan is a very special ta'arich, a date. It's mentioned in Tanakh. It's the one place in Tanakh where the Chodesh Sivan is mentioned. It's a pasuk in Megillas Esther. It's actually the biggest, longest pasuk in the ganze Tanakh. Vayikru Soifrei HaMelech Beisahi B'Chodesh HaShlishi U'Chodesh Sivan B'Shloisha V'Yasrim Boy, the Hulay, Vayikosef Kachola Shatziva Matriala Yehudim, there was a whole Ma'apecha. Chav Gimel Sivan is the chance when the Igris Shnias come out and it comes a Ma'apecha. And you have to realize the emesis, the Igris Rishonis were never rescinded, were never taken back, and it was Laharigul Hashman Alabi. But on Chav Gimel Sivan is the opportunity for the Ma'apecha. A person has to know always when opportunity rises not to lose out on that. But that's Mesugal in Chav Gimel Sivan. But before that, we have Chof Sivan. Tomorrow is actually Chof Sivan. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Pei. Simen Tov Kuf Pei in Shulchan Aruch is a simen where it's brought down many, dozens actually, of Yemei Tzoyim. Besides the classic Iker, six ones, Yom Kippur Deraisa, Tisha B'Av is the main one, and the other four of that are mentioned in Taimis Esther, and then you have Tzoyim Revi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaSiri, that are Sviv the Chorban, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Kuf Pei brings quite a few other different in Soimos. One of them is actually Keneged the Meraglim, and there's a Shaila in the Girsa. If it was on Yud Aleph Elul or Yud Zayin Elul, there's a Shaila in the Girsa Gufa. When there's a day that we have a Yom Tzayim for the Meraglim, which the Bach and the Beis Yosef already sell. Why is there a Tzayim for the Meraglim? They were a Shoyim. Why are we fasting? And that's a Bezunder Shmuz, but I'm not up to right now. But on that Simen, the Magen Avram brings, and it's not for them, Shulchan Aruch, but it's more than the Magen Avram, that Chof Sivan is a day of fasting, it's a day of Slichus, and in Chol Malchus Poilin, there was an Inyan of fasting, and it's commemorating the days of Tach, the Tach, the Geferlich Gezeris that were in the year Tov Ches, 1648, in the times of the Shach in the Ukraine with Khmelnytsky. And it's a fast day of Chaf Sivan. And this forum talk a lot about the Halakha Teg of Chaf Sivan. There's a remez, Ki Yod al Kes Ka, Milchama L'Hashem B'Malik. Kes, Chaf Sivan. Ka, Yom HaKippurim. There's a parallel between Chaf Sivan and even Yom HaKippurim. Actually, Chaf Sivan is 100 days until Rosh Hashanah. There's a mimer, I don't know, Chveis, that after Shavuos, the Olam gets a little bit, you know, a few days of Rifyin, B'chol Eifin, there was everything in hype. But for states, if the Rifyin is only till Chof Sivan, Chof Sivan is 100 days till Rosh Hashanah. Now the emissaries, the Sfarim say, Mo Hashem Shoyal Miyuch, Al Tikri Mo Elameya. Mo is 45, and everyone knows that Tu Ba'av is 45 days before Rosh Hashanah. Tu Ba'av is 45 days. Mo, 45. Chamisha Asar Ba'av is Gematria, Ksiva Mechasima Toiva, that's a Besundar Shmuz, but that's Mo, that's 45. Over Al Tikri Mo, 45. Elameya. Maya, 100 days before Rosh Hashanah is Chaf Sivan Avad, and now starts already the Ischaskos of Steiging, and its emesis, the Sfarim bring, the Ischaskos brings it in the, it's Nirmaz in the Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther, we said, the first Igris, the emes said that it's supposed to be Lahar Glash Menabit, and they never took them away. There was another Igris that was sent in Chaf Gimel that made him a Pecha, but the first Igris is there, and he says, the Gezer of Tov Ches. There are two letters in the Megillas Esther that are Alpi Mesoira largened. The Ches of Chor Karpas Vescheles and the Tof of Vatichtoif Esther Malchus. Ches, Tof Ches, Tach. It's Nirmaz in the Megillah that the Lahashmid, it comes back, the Gezeira comes, Kiyot Al Keska, and it's special Halakhetek. Now, as mentioned above, that's in the Mogen Avraham in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, but in Simen Tov Kuf Pei itself, it's brought down either Yud Zayin Elul or Yud Aleph Elul. It's a tzoyim for the Meraglim, and the Beis Yosef asks, what do you mean? Bavoy Grishoyim Rina, why should we Bechlal make it sign for the Meraglim? And Rabbi Sdubar on this topic over there, Ayin Sham. Now we have the Meraglim. I saw a fascinating thing in the Chidah. We said that Parsha Shlach is all about the Shlichus. And the beginning of the Parsha is realizing and remembering what your Shlichus is, and Parsha Tzitzis is to remind you what kind of Shlichus you have, and that you have a stempel on you to remember your Shlichus. The Chidah writes that that's also all about Kolev. He says, Kolev is Gematria Eliezer B'chevron. Of course, it means Kolev B'miluai. Kolev, Chaf Pei, Lamed Mem Dalet, Beis Yotov. Kolev B'miluai is Gematria Eliezer B'chevron, that Kolev was a Gilgal Neshama of Eliezer Eved Avram. Eliezer Eved Avram, B'mahus, is the ultimate Shliach. Eved Avram Anoichi, he doesn't even get called by his name. He is called Kulai the Mahus of Eved Avram Anoichi. That's his Shlichus. That was Kolev. Kolev goes and davens taka ba in Chevron to make sure to stick to that shlichus. Now it's fascinating. There's actually vikuach. There's another. There's Yeshua and Kolev. Of course, we know there are the other 10 meraglim. Kol ha'edah ha'ra'azeh. Right. We learn out. The Gemara brings that the makar that a minion of asara is what makes the davar shebekdushis because that's an edah. How do you know an edah is 10? Because it says edah ha'ra'azeh yotzi Yeshua v'kolev. Fret Rabbi Kiva Eger Gilyan Hashas and Saita. That we know that each Shevet actually sent two Meraglim. Only one is mentioned in the Pasuk, but each Shevet sent actually two. If it's Yotzi Yeshua V'Kolev, you should need, you give us 22 men and you have a minion. But we're noyik to do it with 10, not 22. But there's something fascinating and different between Yeshua and Kolev. Yeshua, from the beginning, is a misnagid. He's fighting against the Meraglim and telling them this is not the way to do it and it's wrong and everything. Kolev, his method of approach to the matziv is dafka to shtel tzu to them, and at the last moment when they think he's on their side, he says v'chirak zu asalo ben amram, and he suddenly he turns the table around. Now, who's right? There's no right and wrong. It's two different mahalchim. You know, I heard once Akasha, Yeshua, of course, didn't take, all the other Meraglim took payrays to be able to come complain. Look what the Eretz looks like. So Yeshua, of course, didn't because he's the Misnagid, but why didn't Kalev take? I didn't see this anywhere, but like maybe he was like saying, one took it to Ein and one took a Remind and he needed eight to take down of him. Like Kalev went to a different priest and I need, yeah, he's telling Yeshua, Epsha. So I don't know, but it's interesting. But it was two different ways of mitmodei. Now Kalev, of course, goes again. He's the shliach, and we said from Eliezer. Now Yeshua, though, Kalev goes and davens like every other. That's another shinui that he does. What's with Yeshua? So actually, his name is Hoshea, and HaKadosh Baruch Moshe Rabbeinu adds him Yehoshua. He adds him a yud. Ko Yeshiacha mi'atzas meraglim. That's going to be the siyata d'shmaya. It's brought down in the Svarim that the Yud of Yehoshua is from Sarai. Sarai had a Yud, and it was taken away, turned into Sarah. So the Yud went to Yehoshua. Now, the Yud by Sarai doesn't have any Nakudis. So where did Yehoshua get the Nakudis for the year? That's why he's Ben Nun. Instead of Ben Nun, he gets two Nakudis from the Ben. Azay Zok, the Chasim Sofer, and it goes to Yehoshua. The Kash is that the Yud of Sarai actually was split into two Hays for Avraham and Sarah. So how does the Yud go to Yeshua? So the Chayra, the Pshat is that there's the Chefza and there's the Shavius. The Chefza of the Yud, ki yidu advar matikim, the Chefza of the Yud goes to Yeshua. The Shavius of the Gematria gets split into Avram and Sarah. Now it's interesting, the Oyev Yisrael, Me'apta, he's actually the one that's the Bala Memra of Kiyod al Keska, Kof Sivan is like Yemek Yipurim. But he brings over here like this. He brings a medrash that Takim Yonison actually says. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Yehoshua was an Onav, so he added him a name, Yehoshua. That's what he says. So he explains, to explain this medrash, he says that it's brought down in the medrash that by Tchias HaMesim, it's going to go to feed the Seder of the Aleph Beis. So L'chaira, if a guy's name is Hoshea, and you're going to switch his name to Yehoshua, he's going to get, you know, backed up on the lineup over here. So it's not exactly a good thing to switch your name to Yehoshua. But there's another message that says that the Anovim are going to become the Tchias HaMesim first. So since he saw that Yeshua is an Anov, so as an Anov, he's anyways going to be first. Now I don't know, by the Anovim, it's still, there's a hey and a yud. Maybe it's a short line. Maybe by Anovim, it's totally in the Dargis Anovim, not the Aleph phase. Maybe I have a few other words into that, but I'll go upon him. He saw that Yeshua is an Anov. He's able to switch his name to Yehoshua. Now they come back and there's a whole process that they get punished, Yom Lashana, and Moshe Rabbeinu says the abridged version of the Yud Gimel Midas. He only says some of the Midas. And he says, Hashem Erech Apayim. We know in Parshas Kisisa, there's a more lengthy rendition of the Midas. There's a Machlokes Rishonim exactly what the Yud Gimel Midas are. Is Hashem actually a Mida, or two Midas even, or is the first Mida Kale? And there's a whole Machlokes about that, but the noticeable difference is that it only says one Shem over here. It says Hashem Erech Apayim. The Meshech Chochma explains what's the beer that over here it says Hashem Erech Apayim, only one Shem, and by Parshas Kisis it says two Shem, is because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Hashem Hashem is Ani Hashem Koidim Sheyechte HaAdam and Ani Hashem La'acha Sheyechte HaAdam. That's the Gemara. Now regardless if the two Shemas are actually from the Midas or just a prompter and the first Midas Kale, but the Gemara darshans Hashem Koidim Sheyechte La'achar Sheyechte. So Makshim, the Rishonim already asked, why do you need Rachamim Koidim Sheyechte? As they fret the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Bali Musar say, if a person is in a matzav of Koidim Sheyechte, he needs Rachamim Merubim. He's holding Koidim Sheyechte Otot. But the Rosh asked the Kash. Now, one of the truths the Rosh says is, because over there was Avodah Zarah by the Egel, and by Avodah Zarah, Kodesh Baruch was Mitzarev Machshavah to Maisa, so you need Rachamim even Koidim Sheyechte. Therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, over here we're dealing with Chet Meraglim, whatever Chet Meraglim is, but it's not exactly Avodah Zarah. By Chet Meraglim, there's no need for the shame, Koidim Sheyechta. It only has to say one shame, L'ach Sheyechta. That's what he says based on the Rosh. There are various other pshat, but that's an interesting pshat in how that goes. Now, at the end of the parsha, you have the Mekoshish, and you have Tzitzis. And Rashi already brings, B'shem Reb Moshe Adarshan, Lama nisimach parshas makayshish, the parshas of Avodah Zarah. Earlier you had the sugyas of Avodah Zarah. Loimer shahamachalas ha-shabes, ki lo'evet Avodah Zarah. And then af parshas sitzis, because parshas sitzis also is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzis. The Gra even brings, there are various minhagim, when you make the chulyos on your tzitzis, that you're supposed to have kisharim and chulyos, the Gra brings, some do yud kei vav kei, some do others, but there's one minig that does 7, 9, 11, 13, that is parallel to the 39 malachas. Not only is it parallel to the 39 malachas, that it adds up to 39, the 39 malachas are actually broken up into the Sidur of the Pas, and then there's about Eitzim, and then about Behema, and then it's broken into sections 7, 8, 11, 13, and Remez, Lidavar, there's actually a Gemara in Shabbos, Tafayin Dalit, Omar Rav, Haiman da Ovid Chavito, which is a certain kind of a kli that he builds, Oiver B'Sheva Chatois, there's a Machlekes Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel there, that he's Oiver 7 Chatois, and if he makes a Tanner, he's Oiver 8, and the Gemara continues, Omar Rabbi, if you make a Chalsa, you're Oiver 11, and if you add a Chait Elapume, you add something to it, you're Oiver 13. Mamish, Remez Lidavar, 7, 8, 11, 13, the Mispar HaMalachas of the Lamates, the Mispar HaChulis and Sitzis, and that Sugi and Shabbos as well. So that's the connection, Mekoshish, Shabbos, and Tzitzis. Now, the Mekoshish, it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara and Shabbos. It says he was Mekoshish Eitzim. What does it mean, Eitzim? He was definitely doing one of the Lamates Malachas and something involving wood. What Malacha was it? The Gemara brings a Machlaikis, whether it's Ma'amer or Haitzah, there's a third one. The Gemara brings three Shittas, what exactly he was doing. So there's a fascinating Kasha. There's a Gemara in a few places that says, Lo Yisabaru Eish B'chol Mesh Veseichem. And there's a machlokes, Havara l'lav yotzis, Havara l'chalak yotzis. Havara l'lav yotzis means that Loisavara was singled out, that you don't get Karis and Skila, only a Malkus, only a lav. Alternatively, there's a man diomer, Havara l'chalak yotzis. What does l'chalak yotzis mean? Most Rishonim say, it means that it's a chiddush that if a person on Shabbos is Mechal Shabbos, b'shoigig, but he does a few different malachas, we don't say he's only going to get one carbon, because b'halamachat he was Mechal Shabbos. Like if he plowed Charisha five times in one Shabbos, the Hela Mechad, he brings one carbon. But if he does Chayrish, Zireya, Kaisiv, and Kaisher, he'll bring four carbonists. Why? Because Chiluk Melachas. It's Ke'ilu it said, Loisasa Melachas Chayrish, Loisasa Melachas Zireya. It's a different Shem Melacha, Lechalikas. And that's about the Advar Matikim. But there's Rashi Nivama says something fascinating, a Pelet Gazach. Rashi Nivama says, Lechalik Yotzes means, I would have a Havamina, you only Chay at the Chil Shabbos, if you do all 39 Melachas. You need a chiddush l'chalek, that you chayiv, even if you didn't do all 39 malachas. Frek the Mizrahi, other than Mefarshei Rashi, they ask, how could you have a havamina, you only chayiv if you do all lametes malachas? How come on, you have the makoshish. So, there are many trutzim. My favorite one is that he already did he did already the other 38. Like this havamina, you would say, he already did the other 38, but that's, it's zikr ha'ara on that shot of what's called. Now, the makoshish was actually being mechal Shabbos before Hesya. And the Gemara brings down, we had in the beginning of Chulin just now, so the Gemara brings down that a Mechal Shabbos Bifar Heshya specifically is Mamash Shokel to Avodah Zarah, meaning it's not the regular din of Mummer, where a person is a Mummer to a specific Inyan that he's considered a Mummer for that Inyan. On Chilul Shabbos, it's much larger than that, and he's Mummer L'Kol HaTerekula, which gets involved in a famous Sugya. The Gemara says, if you Shecht on Shabbos, so there's a whole Shail if the Shechit is Kosher, how could the Shechit be Kosher if it was the Shechit of a Mummer, unless he did it Bitzina, or maybe it first happens after he finishes Shechting. Also, what does it mean to Farhesya? Farhesya means in front of 10 Yidden, but it has to be 10 from a Yidden, not in front of 10 Mechal Shabbos Yidden, 10 Mumarim. You have to know the Gedarim of what's Keveya Mumar Legabe the Farhesya of that Inyan. Yeah. And then you have the Parsha of Tzitzis. We've said this word many times, worth repeating. This Hashalom Abel said, we know that it says, the Gemara says in Menachos that there was a Yid that was wearing tzitzis, and he was not such a tzaddik, and he went to do an Avera, and he went, Bishlichus, he went far away to go do an Avera with an Isha, and when he got to the Makam of the Isha, so the tzitzis, when he's taking off his clothes, the tzitzis gave him a frask, and that's what was, he was Chayzeh B'tshuva in the end. He marries her, the whole story, the singing in Menachos. So, the Belzer Rebbe said, he says, this year his tzitzis was a protection. Tzitzis, besides being, of course, a mitzvah, sesed deraisa, but it's a protection for shmira, for v'lois asuru. He says, you know, tzitzis, there are 32 strings in the tzitzis, because there are 8 strings on each corner, and that's lave, lamed beis, 32, but it's not stam, it's the lave. What's the lave of the mitzvah, the 32 strings? We know that if a person originally puts 32 strings on a tzitzis, and then one or two or three of the strings get ripped, no, okay. Still, as long as you started off with the original amount, It's a machlokes rishon in Siman Yudbeis and Shulchan Aruch, Siman Yudgimel and Shulchan Aruch there. How many strings? Depends how you set them up originally. There's gedarim to this. But you're allowed to have 31 strings also. But Zok, the Belz Rebbe, says, no, the protection that the tzitzis is going to protect you is only going to be if your mamish have it with the full, with the ganze hearts, with the ganze leiv chutim. And he says, Dover zeh nirmaz, loy dibra toira, it says by the Yifas Toira, loy dibra toira, ela keneged yetzahara, he read it bederach drash, to me. Loy is 31. Loy, dibra toira. Midaraisa yetzah with 31 strings also. Ela is 32. Ela, keneged yetzahara. You want it to work keneged yetzahara, it has to be rachmana liba boy, it has to be that you want to talk at the entire 32 strings, it's not stam be'erach this, it has to be the full amount. Now, by the mitzvah of tzitzis, there's a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in the Gemara and Menachos, is it one mitzvah or four mitzvahs? We don't pass like that, but Rabbi Shmuel holds that there are four separate mitzvahs on each one of the corners. What's more, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if you put tzitzis just on one of the four corners, so you did a mitzvah, you could wear the baget, you're wearing tzitzis. Two mitzvahs. Three mitzvahs. Four mitzvahs. If your baget has five corners, put it on all five corners. You'll have five mitzvahs. Every corner is a mitzvah, minimum four. Three-cornered beged, nothing doing. But if there's a four-cornered beged, there's four mitzvahs. And the other sheet is, no, it's only all four is one big mitzvah. Fret toistus in Saita. We know the Gemara says in Makkos that Torah tzivah lanu Moshe, Torah is gematria 613. Because Anoichi and Ayyelacha, we heard from the Bairi, so there are only 613 mitzvahs. How could Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva have a machlekes here if it's four or one? Where's going to be the other three mitzvahs? Now, first night, all the money mitzvahs have it worked out. But there's a beautiful varat over there, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he says, there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in Saita, they're on three topics. Lo yitama, is it Rishus HaChayva? Lo oilam bem ta'avoidu, is it Rishus HaChayva? And Bikini Asishtai, is it Rishus HaChayva? Rabbi Shmuel, the Shitas, he learns those three things are Rishus, synchronizes, perfect punk that, like him, tzitzis is four mitzvahs. Now, there's a fascinating zach, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, daf lamid beis, I kid you not, it's on daf lamid beis. Lamed Beis, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Lamed Beis chutim. On the Lamed Beis, the Gemara says, quoting a pasuk in Zechariah, Hazoyer b'mitzvah tzitzis zoicha le'alpayim shmoyne me'ayis avodim. Gemara, Mishnah Berurah brings it. Hilchas tzitzis. If a person is careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, he will be zoicha to 2,800 avodim. The Gemara explains, where do you get the 2,800 avodim? The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Zechariah that there are going to be 10 members of every one of the Shivim Umois grabbing the kanaf of a beged of every single yid. So there are 70 nations, 10 representatives of each nation on each one of the four corners of a person. Quickly calculation. It was 2,800. As I say, the Gemara. To go to the exact lashon of the pasuk. What? I can't hear. What would Rabbi Shmuel do with the avadim? Yeah, how is it? Or 700 only for one corner? That's an excellent question. But come on, the Gemara says you have 2,800 avadim. Now, there's something fast. That's a Gemara, and the Gemara says Gemara. It's on the pasuk in Zechariah that 10 members of every 70 nations on all corner. In the Kisvei Arizal, it's brought down, fascinating enough, that if a person is careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, he will be zeichet to 1,800 avadim. That's what it says. Typo. Like what happened? It says 1,800 avadim. The Gemara says 2,800, and the numbers, yeah, Rabbi Shmuel is not going to help you for this. So the Gra says pshat. The Gra says that, you know, bizman azeh, we only have the mitzvah of lovan. We don't have tcheles. We haven't had tcheles. We don't have tcheles. It's a pelah de gazach, a basic mitzvah. I know we don't have the basic mitzvah. We don't have karbonis, but you know, a basic mitzvah she'ena. It's tluya beguf. It's not tluya be'eretz Yisrael. Where do you find such a mitzvah? That there's a mitzvah that pushed for thousands of years. Klal Yisrael didn't have the mitzvah. Shusant ali dovru. But we don't have the mitzvah of tcheles. So he says the girl like this. Tzitzis is gematria 600. How many times does it say tzitzis? Three times? Tzitzis. 1,800. Knaf tcheles. This is without koilos. Knaf tcheles is gematria 1,000. So the Gemara is saying that a person is going to be zar in the midst of tzitzis, he's going to have 2,800 of them. Of course, because of the remes of the pasuk in Zechariah, I understand. But the system is because there's tzitzis, knaf tcheles, tzitzis, knaf tcheles. It's gematria 2,800. But the Rizal was going bizman hazeh. We don't have knaf tcheles. We have tzitzis. So the Rizal writes that a person is going to be zeicha to 1,800 of them because of the gematria of the tzitzis. Now I saw brought down in the Halakha Sefer, that you know, the tzitzis is supposed to protect you. Every one of the strings is connected a different aver, and it's supposed to protect your avarim for the levelis asura and all the avarim. Now, this is a little bit of a complex gematria, but I'll do a spoiler. It's going to add up to 2,800. And it goes like this. The tzitzis protects you from your hands, but a person has two hands, so that's yad, yad. Regel, 2 feet. Regel, regel. Ayin, ayin, ayin. Oizen, oizen, oizen. Then there's a few other avarim that the tzitzis protects you. Choytem, peh, veshet, and ois, bris, kodesh. Now, of course, besides that, you have the lamid, beis, chutim. Yad, yad, regel, regel, ayin, ayin, oizen, oizen, choytem, peh, veshet, ois, bris, kodesh, lamid, beis. 2,800. Without a koilel, punkt. Exactly. That's the Gemara in Shabbos, another pshat in the 2,800 avodim. Now, I heard a fascinating ha'ara. What's the pshat that Klal Yisrael doesn't have tchelis? So I heard a taich from another gadol, very interesting nekuda. The inyan of tzitzis, it's a choysam. You know, an eved is branded as such, that he's an eved. This is your, what do you got? What? A stempel. So, you know, but you can have an eved in the derogatory sense of the word, a low level. He's not the master. He's the eved. He's branded. He's an eved. But then, amol, you have when there's malchus, when there's a kingdom, when you have the guards by the armoin hamelech, they're also avodim, but they're the swissi hamelech. That's a whole different getup, a whole fancy hat and thing, right? So the pshat zoi, the lavon is a choisam of avdis, of a pashtus of avdis. The tcheles is a choisam of the chashivus. In Golus, we only have the choisam of lavon. In Golus, we have the choisam of lavon. That's the taich. Now, it's also brought down in this farm that lavon is connected to lois asay, and the tcheles is connected to mitzvahs esay. And the pshat would be that avada, on one hand, the Eibishter gives you a baguette, at least don't botch it up. Keep it clean, keep it white. Don't make it dirty, but don't just give it back as is. Add the blue, add something to it, add color, add, meaning there's the two parts to the inyan, the trelis and the lavon. It's a machlekes rishonim, if it's in the akev, there are yidden that will be makbid not to wear arba kanfois on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah, because they're choishish for the sheet of the Balamor, that without tchelis it's carrying. Most Rishonim hold that a beged with just lavon is also already not considered carrying. It's not considered carrying, of course, because it's the mitzvah of tzitzis. Stamazay strings coming out of the edge of your beged is carrying. That's why if you have a ger shemol v'le tovel and he's looking for one of the 17 solutions of how he should, on one hand, akam sheshavas chayiv misa, but on the other hand, he wants to already keep Shabbos, so he wears tzitzis in Rosh Hashanah. And there was a guy that was doing that, and they asked him, what's the deal? What about the Balamar? And this, he says, no. He's also carrying a tissue in his pocket. So they said, yeah, but what about the Erev? He says, nah, I don't hold it yet.